goals to win the hockey game. Just think of this, Dirk. Last year we scored 3 goals on the weekend down at Ferris. 3 goals. So we already have 4, you know, in 2 periods of the first game. But we scored 3 goals last year and won 2 games. So, you know, we had enough to win the game. And you want to get through that first 5 minutes. I was really disappointed that we gave up that goal. We were sloppy, turnover, you know, too casual, and ends up in the back of our net. And that's one thing I thought all weekend that we did way too much of. And as we play better teams, and you're not going to get away with all the mistakes that we had. And I guess on Saturday night, we didn't get away with those mistakes when we had clear possession of the puck and gave it away. So, anyway, that bad goal to give up to start the period.
Yeah, Chad McDonald gets the goal. Sean O'Rourke gets the assist at 16 seconds of the third period. But the Huskies come back at the 3:14 mark. Another power play goal for Alex Patan. That gave the Huskies their 5th of the
Here
game.
Here goes Patan. Backside. Shot there. Back door. Wraparound attempt. Scores! Oh, how about Alex Patan? Saw something that nobody else did, that the goaltender was not going to get back in time to make the save. Darren Smith could not get to the post. And a heads-up move by Alex Patan for his 2nd of the night.
That's a senior play right there, Coach. Finding out that, you know, miraculously the puck went back on a stick and nobody else seemed to really know what was going on.
Right. Well, we had a lot of traffic. The net had a couple of really good opportunities there. And the puck squirted behind the net, and the goaltender had no idea. At this point, they had replaced Charles Williams with, I believe, goaltender Smith. He got caught on the wrong side of the – anytime you use the back of the net, it's tough on goalies because they got to turn around and look to see where it is. It's not in front of them. When everything's in front of a goaltender, they're pretty good. But anytime it gets behind them, like behind the net there, it's tricky. And he had to basically turn all the way around, and he couldn't get to the back to the far post when Alex came behind the net. And Alex had some speed coming that way, and he's skilled in those small areas. And you know, he made it look easy, and obviously a big goal. And we need Alex Patan to get off to a good start, and we need Alex to have a good year. And you know, it was a good start, good opening night for obviously Alex and Jamie Phillips and a lot of our players. But that was a big goal.
Absolutely. Jamie Phillips ended up making 7 saves in the first, 15 in the second, 9 in the third for a 3-period total of 31. Charles Williams started in goal for Coach Bob Daniels, 9 and 13 in the first 2 periods before he was pulled. He had 22. Darren Smith, as you said, the freshman playing his first ever action in NCAA play, had 8 saves in the first period, gave up that one goal against Alex Patan. Huskies go ahead for the win. They outshoot Ferris State 35-32. Final score 5-1. Great opener for Michigan Tech, even though, like you said, some mistakes. Nice to pound Ferris State in their own building. Rarely happens.
Well, rarely happens. And you look through all the positives. Goaltending, check mark. Power play, check mark. Penalty killing, check mark. You know, scoring from some people who, you know, that secondary scoring that we're going to need to score. Brent Baltus, CJ Ike, check mark. Getting, you know, one of your best players, if not your best player, off to a good start. Check mark. Goals against, check mark. You know, a lot of good things. Creating, you know, 35 shots on the road, check mark. A lot of good things going on in the game. Face-offs, turnovers, too many shots against, you know, so those are some things that we have to take care of. But overall, very pleased with the performance. Like I said, it's a tough place to play. They had 9 of their 10 top returning players back. They've got a good defensive core back. You know, the one question mark they had going into the year is their goaltending. You know, Charles Williams and Smith have not played many minutes in net, and I thought we took advantage of that on Friday night.
Yeah, and he had played well the weekend before, but I thought we...
Oh, he did. He did, and he shut us out up here, Charles Williams, right. You know, a couple of years ago when they were in a little bit of a struggle. You know, they put in Charles instead of CJ Maude. Charles came in here and shut us out, so he's capable. I've known Charles. My son and Charles Williams actually played on the CompuWare midget team, and so I'm very familiar. And Jason Zucker was on that team and plays for the Wild, so they actually had a heck of a team, and Charles was one of the goaltenders on that team. So I know Charles and his family very well. Great kid, and you know, he's a good goaltender.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have we'll recap the Saturday night game down at Ferris State University. The Mel Pearson Show continuing. If you have a question for Coach, email it to me right now, dj@themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continues after these.
Pizza is back at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub. The Library's original pizza sauce and some of your old favorites, such as the pig pie, Tuscan Italian, Greek pizza, and the garlic shrimp pizzas are back. If you like Coney Island hot dogs, try the new Coney Dog Pizza. More additions include the classic margarita, Southern Comfort Pizza with grilled shrimp, andouille sausage and gorgonzola cheese, the one-of-a-kind eggplant, pesto and goat cheese pizza, and the artichoke Brazil pizza, and many more. You asked, we listened. Pizza is back at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Nothing beats the fresh taste of Budweiser Draft. It's more than just love at first pint. It's five generations of brewing expertise. It's the best way to enjoy the quintessential American lager. From the brewery to the bar, from the keg to your glass, it's the smooth taste you expect and the quality our brewmasters demand. Brewed the hard way by real people with real passion for an unmistakable crisp finish every time. No shortcuts, no imperfections, no barrel left behind. This is Budweiser, the way it's meant to be enjoyed. So don't just settle for whatever's on tap. Make it the fresh taste of America's smoothest beer. Beechwood Aged Budweiser Draft. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Coaches in our studio. We're talking about Saturday night's game. The Huskies had won on Friday night 5-1. They come in on Saturday night. They do end up scoring the first goal of the game, but do fall by a score of 3-2 in that game. It seemed like a little different of a vibe in that second game, Coach, compared to the first game.
Well, there was. I think any time, especially earlier in the year, you're going to find some fatigue on the players. Back-to-back games like that is tough, especially after a hard physical fought game the night before and with the turnaround. So, different type game. I thought both teams were a little safer. I'll use that word, safer, with the puck, a little bit more defensive oriented. And I thought in the first couple of periods anyway, there weren't as many blatant turnovers, there weren't as many scoring chances. However, we got into penalty trouble. And, I can't tell you, it's early in the game, and I think couple minutes in the game we get our first penalty, and it just disrupts your flow. It puts you on your heels a little bit, and now you're killing penalties. And we had three penalties in the first period, which it's tough. You want to get the Patans involved and our offensive players. You want to go on offense, and here you are killing penalties. So for us, a lot different feel in the game. The first two periods we're killing six penalties.
Well, we get the first goal, though, and it was Malcolm Gould from Chris Leibinger and Mark Ock, a shot from the point that was redirected in front.
Underneath him, giveaway by the Huskies in front, saved by Phillips, he's way out of the net! He's on his stomach, and he made the save. And Leibinger now with control to the net, tipped in front, scores! He scores, it went in! Tipped in front, and the Huskies lead it 1-0.
Malcolm Gould tips it in front, Chris Leibinger with a nice shot from the point. Malcolm Gould with a great redirect there.
Well, it was, and we talked to our defenseman. I think you can remember that game. Our defenseman had some great opportunities, but they're winding up for the big slap shots, and it's over the net and into, Ferris State pads, shin pads and that. So we had talked quite a bit to our defenseman after that first period to try to we don't need the big slap shots. We just need pucks to get through to the net. So wrist shots are sufficient. You have to try and get a better angle when you're shooting. So move our feet, sprint to create yourself some room and time and space and a better shooting angle. And Libes did. We did a good job on that shift. We had them bottled up in their zone quite a bit. Actually, we had two or three shifts in a row where we were putting some pressure on, and came back to Chris, and he had all sorts of time. But Malcolm Gould did a great job. He had to set up a high screen and tipped it just enough to get through. And I thought it was a big goal for us. We get the lead again, and now we feel we're going to start going. And And sure enough, you know, the penalties come, Dirk.
Yeah, penalties came. And by the way, Malcolm Gould's goal was his first of the season. 4:58, the time of the goal in the second period. But the Ferris State Bulldogs did not take long after they got to, on the 5-on-3, an opportunity there. Corey Mackin from Kyle Shemp and Matt Robertson ties the game up at 1-1. And then they score again, Coach, at the 10:19 mark. Kyle Shemp from Matt Robertson and Gerald Mayhew, three of their big guns. And a 5-on-5. Those two goals were tough. Obviously, the 5-on-3 situation there, it's tough to keep the puck out of the net. But a giveaway, I think a giveaway down below our goal line, if I remember.